Didn't the fox never catch the rabbit, Uncle Remus? Asked the little boy. He come mighty nigh it, honey. Shows you born, Br'er Fox did. One day, Br'er Fox went to work and got him some tar and mixed it with some turpentine and fixed up a contraption, what he called a tar baby. And he took this here tar baby and sawed him in the big road. And then he lay off in the bushes for to see what the news was going to be. And he didn't have to wait long, nor, of course, because by and by, here come Br'er Rabbit pacing down the road. Lippity-clippity, clippity-lippity. That's as sassy as a jaybird. But Foxy lay low. Br'er Rabbit come prancing along till he spied the tall baby, and then he fetch up on his behind legs like he was astonished. The tall baby, she sought thaw, she did, and Br'er Foxy lay low. Morning, says Br'er Rabbit, says he. Nice weather this morning, says he. Tall baby ain't saying nothing, and Br'er Foxy lay low. How does your symptoms seem to scatterate? Says Br'er Rabbit, says he. Br'er Fox, he wink his eyes slow and lay low, and the tall baby, she ain't saying nothing. How you come on, then? Is you deep? Says Br'er Rabbit, says he. Cause if you is, I can holler louder, says he. Tall baby stay still, and Br'er Fox, he lay low. You stubborn, that's what you is, says Br'er Rabbit, says he, and I'm gwine cure you. That's what I'm gwine do, says he. Br'er Fox, he sort of chuckled in his stomach, he did. But tall baby ain't saying nothing. I'm going to learn you how to talk to respectable folks if it's the last act, said Br'er Rabbit, says he. If you don't take off that hat and tell me howdy, I'm going to bust you wide open, says he. Tall baby stay still, and Br'er Fox, he lay low. Br'er Rabbit keep on axing him, and the tall baby, she keep on saying nothing, till presently Br'er Rabbit draw back with a fierce, he did, and Blippi tuck aside the head. Right there's why he broke his molasses jug. His fist stuck, and he can't pull loose. The tar healed him. But tar baby, she stayed still, and Br'er Fox, he lay low. If you don't let me loose, I'll knock you again, says Br'er Rabbit, says he. And with that, he watch a wipe with the other hand, and that stuck. Tar baby, she ain't saying nothing, and Br'er Fox, he lay low. Tummy loose before I kick the nagle stuffing out in you, says Br'er Rabbit, says he. But the tar baby, she ain't saying nothing. She just healed on. And then Br'er Rabbit lose the use of his feet in the same way. Br'er Fox, he lay low. Then Br'er Rabbit squall out that if the tar baby don't turn him loose, he butter crank-sided. And then he butted and his head got stuck. Then Br'er Fox, he sanded forth, looking just as innocent as one of your mammy's mockingbirds. Howdy, Br'er Rabbit, says Br'er Fox, says he. You look sort of stuck up this morning, says he. And then he rolled on the ground and laughed while he couldn't laugh no more. I expect you'll take dinner with me this time, Br'er Rabbit. I done laid in some calamus root, and I ain't gonna take no excuse, says Br'er Fox, says he. The Uncle Remus paused and drew a 2-pound yam out of the ashes. Did the fox eat the rabbit? Asked the little boy to whom the story had been told. That's all the further tale goes, replied the old man. He moped, and then again he moped. Some say Judge Ball come along and loosed him. Some say he didn't. I hear Miss Sally calling. You better run along. Uncle Remus, said the little boy one evening when he found the old man with little or nothing to do, did the fox kill and eat the rabbit when he caught him with the tall baby? No, honey, I'll tell you about that, replied the old darky, chuckling slyly. I clawed a gracious, I ought to have told you that. But old man Nod was riding on my eyelids for a little more and I'd have dismembered my own name. And then on to that, here come your mammy hollering at you. What I tell you when I first began, I told you the rabbit was a monster soon creature. Leastways, that's what I laid out for to tell you. Well then, honey, don't you go and make no other calculations, cause in them days Br'er Rabbit and his family was at the head of the gang when any racket was on hand, and Darty stayed. Before you begins for to wipe your eyes about Br'er Rabbit, you wait and see what about Br'er Rabbit gonna fetch up at it. But that's neither here nor there. When Br'er Fox find Br'er Rabbit mixed up with the tall baby, he feel mighty good. And he roll on the ground and laugh. By and by, he up and say, says he, well, I spec I got you this time, Br'er Rabbit, says he. Maybe I ain't, but I spec I is. You've been running around here sassing at me a mighty long time, but I expect you done come to the end of the row. You've been cutting up your capers and bouncing around in this neighborhood until you come to believe yourself the boss of the whole gang. And then you all some of us, why, you got no business, says Bifox to Z. Who asked you for to come and strike up acquaintance with this here tar baby? And who stuck you up there while you is? Nobody in the round world. You just stuck up them. You stuck and jammed yourself on that tar baby. They're waiting for any invite, says Bert Fox to Z. And there you is, and there you'll stay till I fixes up a brush pile and fires up, because I'm going to barbecue you this day. Show, says Bert Fox to Z. Then Bert Rabbit talked mighty humble. I don't care what you do with me, Bert Fox, says he, so as you don't fling me in that briar patch. Roast me, Bert Fox, says he, but don't fling me in that briar patch, says he. It's so much trouble for the kindle of fire, says Bert Fox, says he, that I expect I'll have to hang you, says he. Hang me just as high as you please, Bert Fox, says Bert Rabbit, says he, but do, for the Lord's sake, don't fling me in that briar patch, says he. I ain't got no spring, says Bert Fox, says he. And now I expect I'll have to drown you, says he. Drown me just as deep as you please, Bert Fox, says Bert Rabbit, says he. But do don't fling me in that briar patch, says he. There ain't no water now, says Bert Fox, says he. And now I expect I'll have to skin you, says he. Skin me, Bert Fox, says Bert Rabbit, says he. Snatch out my eyeballs, tar up my ears by the roots, and cut off my legs, says he. But do please, Bert Fox, don't fling me in that briar patch, says he. Of course, Bert Fox wanna hurt Bert Rabbit bad as he can, so he caught him by the behind legs and slung him right in the middle of the briar patch. There was a considerable flutter while Bert Rabbit struck the bushes, and Bert Fox sort of hang around for to see what was gonna happen. By and by, he hears somebody call him. Way up the hill, he see Bert Rabbit sitting cross-legged on a chinkapin log, combing the pitch out in his haw with a chip. Then Bert Fox knowed that he'd been swapped off mighty bad. Bert Rabbit was pleased for to fling back some of his sass, and he hollowed, "Bread and bone in the briar patch, Bert Fox. Bread and bone in the briar patch." And with that, he skip out just as lively as a cricket in the embers.